And I really like how he walks down, might have been Charlotte Street, and then Elizabeth Street. Big square, like someone thought about it. I was really surprised how organized it was.
What happened at the beginning?
Oh, well, that was someone who didn't know. He didn't write a speech. He just got up and he was like,
It was crap.
he was really
It
crap.
was
He's
a
like,
terrible
I'm just,
speech.
I don't know why I'm here. He has this existential crisis on the microphone in front of thousands of gays, and he didn't know what was happening. It's like, how did I get here? And he started crying.
And he had to get up and do a
We're like,
speech, and he was ready for
"Brr,
it.
go away, go away, go away. We
Yeah,
don't care
you're
what you have to say.
crap.
You're crap." And then he went away. But then a transgendered lady came on, and she gave the best speech of the
The
day.
best speech of the
And she
day.
was very eloquent, and
Yeah.
she talked about her
It
issues
was very.
about and her journey of being trans, being her pre-trans stuff. And then she said last year she got her penis cut off, and now she's really happy about it. And we're like, "Yay! Cut the penis off, cut the penis off," and we're really happy for her.
Let's talk about the issue.
What issues?
So it was a equal
Oh
marriage,
yeah, of
equal
course.
love.
It was about equality,
Yeah.
and that's what we're
Marriage
passionate. That's what
equality.
we're really passionate about.
The atmosphere was
Oh, it
electric.
was electric. Do you remember that the bear that asked his bear boyfriend to marry him?
Yeah, there was a marriage proposal
Yeah.
from one bear to another,
Yeah.
and he accepted.
And we're like, oh, good, yay! And we clap that, yay!
Yeah.
That's
We had party blowers.
yeah. Yeah, and then do you know what the most magical point of the whole day was? That we had this giant 12-meter gay rainbow flag,
Yeah.
and we didn't know how to carry it. But then all of a sudden, these straight people came up to us and they helped us
They
carry
helped
it.
us carry the big
Yeah,
rainbow
just
flag
random
the
people,
whole time.
And they walked for the whole like hour or however long it took us to walk around the Winter Garden. And at the end, they're like, "Thank you for the privilege of helping us, letting us help you carry the flag." I'm like, "Oh,
Thank you for the privilege. Yeah,
thank you for the privilege. I just wanted someone to help me carry it."
It was
Like,
just sequin
but
fabric.
we had a moment, and I didn't realize until after, it was a special moment because just random strangers came up to us
Helping
and they
hands.
wanted to help us.
Yeah.
So it was nice. It was the best protest I've ever been at,
The
to be
best
honest.
one. Yeah, better than last Saturday.
Yeah.
We had a good weekend.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because of the failure of the government to get through the plebiscites?
Yes. I think that's
Yeah.
exactly. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think we had a crap weekend last weekend because of the government.
So the people at the rally, do you think they, how do you think the rest of the people felt about the failure of the plebiscite to get
Yeah,
through?
well, that's a good question, actually. I think they were really upset about it because the lady that got up first, it was a hot day, and she was like wearing like long sleeves and a black shirt, and
Yeah.
she was pissed.
She was
She was
angry.
angry. She didn't like anything. She was like, "Ah, the plebiscites, it's suffocating me. Like, I need to get out of the way. I need it gone. I want to think about it. I want to talk about it." But
So,
she talked about it a lot. She was obsessed.
there's a lot of people that were against the plebiscite,
Yeah.
and it's a good thing that it's been quashed.
Yeah. I'm glad it's gone. I don't know what it was,
But
but it made me really angry.
one thing this rally was missing out on was sometimes they get on the phone and they ring the Prime Minister
Yeah.
and they leave a voicemail for him of like the whole crowd. They didn't do that.
Yeah, like
They didn't do it.
they're like 2, 4, 6, 8.
Who do
We
we appreciate?
who do we appreciate? No one. And like, I don't think it's very inclusive. I think the gay movement has become mainstream. I think we need to protest against the movement.
Yeah, no, I
That's
think.
exactly right. That's the pink block.
No, there's still gonna be gay culture, though.
Yeah, but now it's come back to the center, and we need to push the envelope further. But where's the envelope? Where is the envelope? We need to fight for our rights.
But we were disappointed because the political gays that we know
Yeah,
weren't
none
there.
of them were there.
But
Jason
we were there.
Lomas, Who else?
Aidan McCarthy.
Aidan McCarthy. None of them were there.
None of them.
They don't care.
We're better political gays than
we are really political now. We care about the issues. We represent. We fight. Turn up. We're fighting. And we're not going to stop until we get where we want.
Do you actually want to get married?
No.
Do you think, like, everyone wants marriage equality, but do you think gay people actually do want to get married,
no,
or they just want a recognition?
We're counter-gay, and we think that we want to just ban marriage outright. We don't want gay marriage. We don't want marriage. We think it's a silly little ritual that straight people thought of, like, 2,000 years ago, and they haven't had any good ideas since. It's ridiculous. So I think we shouldn't be, like, advocating gay marriage. We should be trying to ban marriage outright.